We've just heard on August 30 that there are new allegations that a girl was sexually abused about a year ago by a member of Sangaris, the French military force in CAR. The girl who was a minor at the time of the abuse, alleged abuse, gave birth to a child last April.
This victim has lodged a paternity case with the local authorities. What is the next step for her and how your office is going to help this young lady?
Well, you know, we work really closely on the ground with the UN mission, which is called MINUSCA, as well as with UNICEF. And together with local partners, we're going to provide, of course, psychosocial support to the family and to the girl herself, but as well legal assistance so that the paternity case can go forward.
High Commissioner Zaid said that this is the latest in a series of appalling allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by foreign troops in CAR. What about the other allegation involving French troops in Bangui?
Well, I think the judiciary authorities in France are in charge. You know, when the troops are being sent abroad, it's still the state authorities of origin who are in charge of investigating. And of course, if the soldiers are responsible, then they should be given sentences that fit the crime they've committed. And these are very serious crimes because, you know, basically these soldiers are being sent to protect civilians. And what they do is that they abuse their situation of power and they end up in abusing even underage children, in this particular case, a little girl. So obviously, these are extremely serious allegations. Now, the High Commissioner, who is now in Bangui, say that the French authorities have been informed of this latest allegation, and they also say, ready, that, of course, we want to assist if there is any way we can do so in the investigation.
And do you have solution to prevent such abuse act being committed by peacekeepers? And how are you going to assist in eventual investigation?
The first thing I think is prevention. So whenever there is a possibility to have human rights officers or people on the ground to prevent these crimes from happening, or to ensure that if, unfortunately, they occur, they are being quickly reported and the people responsible for those crimes are held accountable, then that's the first step forward. But also the fight against impunity is extremely crucial. If soldiers do realize that even if they are sent abroad, it doesn't mean they have full impunity, and that it means, on the contrary, that if they commit crimes, they will be held accountable, then that probably will help stopping these abuses from happening again and again.